Good evening. It is 5 p.m. and you're listening to Today in YGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's News Collective. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. City of Kingston and Frontenac, Lennox and Addington, Ontario Health Team collaborate to improve access to primary care. The City of Kingston and the Frontenac, Lennox and Addington, Ontario Health Team have teamed up to encourage people who don't have a primary care provider to register with Healthcare Connect. Healthcare Connect is the provincial system that helps people find a family doctor or nurse practitioner. We are working to ensure every single person in our region has access to the care they need to achieve their best health. We recognize that right now, not everyone has a primary care provider, but we need to know who you are, says Dr. Kim Morrison, FLA OHT Executive Lead. They continue stating, registering with Healthcare Connect will allow us to understand our region's true needs, end quote. Registering with Healthcare Connect is important. It is estimated that about 30,000 residents, or 10% of the FLA region, do not have a primary care provider. However, only about a third of those people have registered with the provincial system to help them find a primary care provider. Registering with Healthcare Connect is an important step to understanding our region's requirements. With the province's investment of $4 million, the FLA OHT is establishing a new health home in the city of Kingston. This health home will be a home base for easy access to all the healthcare and wellness services we need to achieve our best health. Healthcare Connect is a tool that will be used to help enroll people in the new health home. The FLA OHT website provides clear steps for how to join the Healthcare Connect waitlist, answers common questions about the process, and highlights the importance of doing so. Recruiting primary care providers to our region. As part of its physician recruitment strategy, the City of Kingston has been working on numerous programs to attract more primary care providers to the region. By promoting Healthcare Connect and having all unattached patients register for the waitlist, the city aims to provide the Ministry of Health with accurate numbers of the needs in Kingston, Frontenac, Lennox, and Addington, and ultimately make the case for bringing more doctors to the region. Craig Desjardins, Director of Strategy, Innovation, and Partnerships at the City of Kingston, states, quote, since 2022, we've been working on various recruitment efforts to attract family physicians to the region, including incentives and relocation support. Just recently, we saw hundreds of people line up for the chance to get rostered with a care provider, and it's clear that something needs to change. City Council has stepped up to call on the province to actively work with communities to increase access to primary care. Having unattached residents sign up for Healthcare Connect will not only help us bring more family doctors and nurse practitioners to Kingston, but it will ensure that we have an equitable and fair process for people to access primary care, end quote. The FLA OHT website offers a place for primary care providers and their clinics to advertise permanent family doctor positions and locums. Visit the FLA OHT website for more. Healthcare Connect helps unattached people find a healthcare provider. Healthcare Connect is a provincially administered government agency that helps track primary care provider capacity and helps connect people to a primary care provider. Residents voluntarily sign up online or by phone. Once registered on Healthcare Connect, residents will be added to their local waitlist for a primary care provider. A nurse, the care connector, will be assigned to help find a primary care provider. Also from the city, a call for applications, 2024 Local Arts Residency at the Kingston Grand Theatre. The Local Arts Residency at the Kingston Grand Theatre is back for a fourth year and is seeking applications from Kingston-based emerging or mid-career professional artists or collectives, working in theatre, dance, music, circus, comedy, or interdisciplinary practices. The residency will take place in July 2024 and will provide artists and residents space and support to create, explore, and nurture new directions in their work. The deadline to apply is Tuesday, April 9th by 5 p.m. Danica Lockhead, Acting Director of Arts and Sector Development, states, quote, the local arts residency program brings artists together and brings them an opportunity to collaborate and further develop new ideas and work. The residency has produced some amazing and unique artistic activity over the last 3 years, and we are looking forward to supporting and promoting the 2024 resident artists. Residency offerings. In response to the increased demand for a Black Box studio through the residency program, this year's residency will focus on the Baby Grand, an optimal, adaptable space for the development and creation of new artistic work. Three residencies will be offered in 2024 and will take place in the following week, July 2nd to 5th, July 16th to 19th, and July 23rd to 26th. Artists in residence will receive in-kind use of the Baby Grand, professional support and technical production, and an honorarium of $1,000. Learn more about the local arts residency and apply at the City of Kingston website.
Thank you so much. Hello, my name is Erica Singh and welcome to Campus Corner. Here are some campus news headlines. Students at Queen's, through the Kingston chapter of Bags of Promise, have made a significant impact by delivering more than 30 backpacks filled with essential items to Tipi Moza, a local nonprofit organization which aids Indigenous youth experiencing homelessness. Bags of Promise was founded by Queen's students Selena Lovisoto and Brooke Baker in 2022 and conducts annual donation drives to support the Kingston community. This year, they collaborated with Tipi Moza to focus on helping youth from equity-deserving groups. More than 25 students worked since the fall semesters to secure donations, partnering with local businesses, community members, and corporations. The donations included hygiene products, winter gear, non-perishable food, and other essential items to support individuals through the winter. Bags of Promise plans to conduct a menstrual product drive in April to address the period of poverty within the Kingston community. Next, researchers have secured over $4 million in funding from the Canadian Institutes of Health Research, or CIHR, for various projects addressing chronic diseases, cancer, and other health challenges in Canada. Seven researchers from Queen's received grants for research projects, demonstrating the potential to advance health-related knowledge and impact health outcomes. The funded projects include a research into mitochondrial fission, changing the gut microbe to improve health outcomes for melanoma patients, a clinical trial for widespread chronic pain, improved understanding of shortness of breath and early stage chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, examinations of factors associated with liver fibrosis, screening rates for people with type 2 diabetes, and addressing the threat of tick-borne diseases exacerbated by climate change. The funding helps to support groundbreaking research that will continue to improve the health and well-being of people all around the world. Next, Queen's full-time MBA program at the Smith School of Business has achieved the top position in Canada in the Financial Times Global MBA rankings. The program's success is attributed to the dedication of the faculty, staff, and students, along with the significant impact and value perceived by MBA graduates in the marketplace. Notably, the program ranks first in Canada and 30th globally for career services, with 96% of MBA students employed within 3 months of post-graduation and a 108% increase in salary for graduates. The Smith MBA also secured the top spot in Canada for its alumni network and value for money. It ranked 25th globally in the latter category. The Financial Times Global MBA ranking considers career progress, diversity, research, and ESG factors. Overall, Smith's full-time MBA was ranked 62nd globally, marking a 9-spot increase from the previous year. Thank you so much. That's all from me today.
For your weather report this evening, tonight we're expecting heavy flurries and partly cloudy skies. Winds will be 40 kilometers per hour, gusting to 60. We have a low of -8, wind chill -17 overnight. Looking forward to tomorrow, we're expecting mainly sunny skies with winds being 20 kilometers per hour and gusting to 40. We have a high of -1, wind chill -15 in the morning and -7 in the afternoon. The UV index will be 4 or moderate. Tomorrow night, we're expecting clear skies with a low of -13. Finally, looking forward to Friday, we have cloudy skies with a 70% chance of flurries and a high of -4. Friday night, we can expect those flurries to continue and have a low of -5. That wraps up your weather report for the next few days, and next up is your CFRC weekly traffic report. Now it's time for your CFRC weekly traffic report for March 15th to 21st. Reduced load restrictions are in effect as of now. Heavy trucks and loads are restricted on city roads where posted. These restrictions help reduce damage to roads in the spring. PSPC wishes to advise users that the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed to motorists due to a major rehabilitation project during the following periods. Today, March 18th to Thursday, March 21st from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. Friday, March 22nd at 8 p.m. to Monday, March 25th at 5 a.m. and Monday, March 25th to Thursday, March 28th from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. During these periods, all lanes will be closed to vehicular traffic in both directions. The sidewalks will remain open to pedestrians and cyclists. Public Services and Procurement Canada wishes to advise motorists of an alternating lane closure on LaSalle Causeway for major rehabilitation during the following period: Wednesday, November 1st, 2023 to Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. During this period, one lane will be closed and one lane will remain open for alternating traffic. Motorists should expect short delays. Access will be maintained for pedestrians and cyclists. PSPC encourages users to exercise caution when traveling on the bridge and thanks them for their patience. There are no new road closures to look out for this week. However, do keep in mind that University Avenue, Union to Earl, is closed for the Queen's JDUC project until the end of May. Queen Street, Montreal to Sydenham, also has an eastbound lane closure until April 1st, 2024. Detours are in place for the duration of the closure. In parking disruptions, the Hanson Memorial Parking Structure Restoration Project is underway. It is anticipated that no more than 50% of the available 271 parking spaces will be closed at any time throughout the process. There is also parking availability at the Chown Memorial and Robert Bruce Memorial parking garages in the two adjacent blocks to the west. That wraps up your CFRC traffic report for this evening, and next up is Danielle with your events and concerts calendar.
And now it's time for the CFRC Community Event and Conference Calendar for March 18th to 24th. Have an event you'd like covered on our website and news programming? Contact us via cfrc.ca today. Amaranth Stoneware will be hosting a 5-week pottery course that starts Monday, March 18th. This course will teach you how to throw on the potter's wheel and is open to all skill levels. Included in the course is one bag of clay to keep, use of tools, glazes, and open studio during the duration of your class. To sign up for the course, visit amaranthstoneware.ca. On March 19th, head to the Tet Center for Creativity and Learning to learn all you need to know about charcuterie boards. Part 2 of this workshop, which involves creating your own charcuterie board from scratch, will be held at the Confederation Place Hotel on March 21st from 6 to 8 p.m. To participate, you must be 19+. For more information and to register, visit eventbrite.com. Also on March 19th, a free drop-in euchre night will take place at Daft Brewing from 7 to 9 p.m. The winning team will get to choose between a $50 gift card for Daft Brewing or 2 6-packs. On March 20th, discover the art of wine tasting at the Italo-Canadian Club of Kingston from 7 to 9 p.m. This event is 19+. To purchase tickets for $65, visit icckingston.com. On March 21st, pick up a mason jar meal at Mitchell Hall. Mason jar meals contain all the key ingredients and spices to prepare a quick, easy, and healthy meal. This is a student-led initiative supported by Queen's Student Wellness Services. Students can pick up a jar for free while supplies last. To register to pick up a jar, visit queensu.ca/studentwellness. On March 22nd, Fresh Food Market Pop-Up, an initiative of Kingston Community Health Centers, will appear at the YMCA from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Fresh Food Market Pop-Up brings affordable produce and chef-created gourmet healthy options to Kingston and surrounding areas every week. Visit freshfoodmkt.ca for more. On March 23rd, the Queen's Women in Automotive and Motorsportive Conference will take place at the University Club from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. This conference was developed to empower students with one main goal, to be a part of the next generation of female engineers and businesswomen in the automotive and motorsport industries. To purchase tickets for $20, visit engsoc.queensu.ca. Also on March 23rd is the Artside Cup, an annual charity basketball game inspired by the Tricolor Classic and the Queen's Arts vs. Science rivalry. This will take place at the Athletic and Recreation Center from 6:30 to 10 p.m. This year, the event will support Martha's Table, a community center within the Social Welfare Network of Kingston that provides a unique home where respect, compassion, caring, and social interaction can occur in an atmosphere of mutual support. To purchase tickets starting at $10, visit gales.universitytickets.com. On March 24th, Make Your Move Kingston will be hosting their second annual Easter egg hunt at Lake Ontario Park from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. This fun-filled event will include searching for eggs, a barbecue lunch provided by Smoke and Barrel, and a chance to win tickets to MYMK's luxury suite at the Toronto Blue Jays. Entry is free. To RSVP, visit the Google form linked under the events section at cfrc.ca. Moving into the concerts for the week, starting with March 18th, head to the Toucan from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. for a free evening of poetry, music, and storytelling. This event is 19+. On March 19th, Tom Savage will be hosting an afternoon happy hour jam at the RCHJ Club. This is an open mic jam with Tom Savage and friends where everyone is welcome. This event is free and runs from 4 to 7 p.m. On March 20th, head over to the Muziki Cafe and Whiskey Bar at 8 p.m. to see Frank Ryan perform. This event is Pay What You Want by donation to the musicians. Also on March 20th, the Sheepdogs will be bringing their Backyard Boogie Tour to Kingston Grand Theatre, featuring special guest Daniel Romano's outfit. The event will start at 7:30 p.m. Tickets vary in price and can be purchased at kingstongrand.ca. On March 21st, there will be an LGBTQ2S+ karaoke night at Daft Brewing at 8 p.m. Cover is $5. On March 22nd, Christopher Jackson and special guests will be playing at Blue Martini from 7 to 9 p.m. for free. All ages are welcome. Join Free Label Love, Toronto's number one party band, and Nice on the Band, Kingston's favorite dance band, at the Grad Club for a disco party on March 23rd. The event runs from 7 to 10:30 p.m. Tickets are $30 and can be purchased at eventbrite.ca. Also on the 23rd, the Great Bach Marathon will take place from 12 to 4:30 p.m. at St. George's Cathedral. Performers will include members of the Kingston Community of Organists and the Dance School of Music and Drama, the Moelman Family, and the Kingston Musical Community. This event is free. For more information, visit rccokingston.ca. And lastly, on March 24th, Jeff Dunn will be performing Modern Blues for free at Spearhead Brewery from 2 to 5 p.m. This has been Danielle with your events and concerts calendar from March 18th to 24th, wishing you all a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.